Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price with the Utah State University Extension here in Carbon County. And you need to write this number and these dates down. You really need to write these dates down. April 8th and April 9th, they are going to have a Small Farms and Sustainable Homestead Expo up on the campus of USU Eastern at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. We're going to talk with Steve about all the different things. They're going to have different classes and demonstrations that you can go and get more information on, because a lot of these things are things that people are starting to pick up and starting to do now, and they've got all kinds of questions about them. So we're going to dive into it and talk about it all. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about this. We were talking before we came on the air about, you know, there are things in this that people are really starting to do, and they've got questions about it, and that's kind of where this all stems from. People are looking to be more like self-sufficient and self-sustainable and do local, you know, with local goods and services and things like that. And that is really what this is going to be all about, isn't it?
Yeah, we've seen that. Of course, we have our standard crop school each year, which is, you know, mostly geared towards large-scale farms, forage productions. We have things that are more kind of backyard, you know, just gardener-based, with our Master Gardener series. This is kind of a hybrid. What we're doing is having some targeted programming to really help those people with maybe a large kind of truck garden or kind of small farm that they want to diversify. We're trying to hit that kind of middle ground with this program.
And you've got plenty of things, and we'll dive into all of them here. Some of the classes and the demonstrations you're going to have are about beekeeping, raising alpacas, e-commerce marketing, food safety, and things like that. And you said, really, it seems like, though, the big one that everybody wants to know about is beekeeping.
Yeah, beekeeping is really taken off in our area, and it's an awesome hobby. It's easy to get into, not cheap to get into, but to kind of take it to the next level as a backyard business, there are some key considerations you have to make. So we will be talking about kind of how to get into that and how that works. Another one I'm really interested in having here is low-cost hoop houses, season extension for garden vegetables.
And you see those a lot, that people make different greenhouses and things out of different, I mean, they're all over. They make them out of different things, and they all work differently for the people. And so, yeah, you've got that coming up on there. What about raising alpacas? I know there are a lot of people that have llamas in the area, but I haven't necessarily seen alpacas yet.
Yeah, so we don't have a whole lot of them. They are an interesting animal. I think one of the things, they're a multi-use animal. You can obviously get wool out of them. They can tend to be more of a companion animal in some cases. But for a lot of our small acreage owners, you know, we automatically think beef. That's what we want, right? We want a steer. We want a cow. But maybe in some cases, things like alpacas or maybe small ruminants, sheep and goats. Right now, goat prices are ridiculous high. you can make a lot of money off them. So just trying to diversify out of what we've traditionally done is kind of the main goal of this conference.
And that was the other thing that I was going to say. And one of the other goals that you're kind of looking at is you guys do the farmer's market every year. And really that's where the e-commerce and marketing and everything comes in to play is you've got people that, you know, we've got a pretty healthy farmer's market now. It's kind of, I think it's in its, what, fourth or fifth year now. And mm-hmm. people are starting to go to those things and find different products and local products. And this is going to give the people an idea of different things that they could do as far as building a business. Is that where you're kind of headed with this one?
Absolutely. I think that there's going to be an increase potential to have backyard agriculture product businesses in our area. is as we see more people coming in, we see more people driving through. People want to eat local. People care about knowing where their food comes from more and more. So I can see that. I feel like this is going to be playing an increasing role in our area. People coming to the farmer's market and being able to meet the farmer that grew the product that they're buying or that they baked. I think that we're placing more value on that. And our goal is kind of help provide some education for some ideas and hook you up with resources. So if that's your dream, you can make it happen.
And then another one that kind of ties in with that as well, you're also going to have a class on food safety. And those kinds of things are very important, especially when you're selling to the public like that. So have you had requests for this class, or is this something that you guys decided, you know, it kind of goes with what we're trying to do here, so we're going to go ahead and put this one in as well?
We get a lot of questions about this, you know, people that kind of have a hobby of, you know, I bake the best chocolate chip cookies, and people want to buy them, obviously, because of food safety regulation. There's kind of a suite of different labeling requirements, different food safety requirements that come along with being able to sell baked goods as retail or cottage goods, as we often call them, even like preserved foods. So it can be a little bit of a tangled web to try to sort out on your own. So we're giving you a nice slick rundown on where to go, how to start.
Okay. And also, if there are people out there that own a business or something and want to set up maybe a booth space, you guys are offering that as well. What do they need to do?
Just contact the Carbon County Extension office. We're looking for people that, if you have an ag passion, let us know. Get in touch.
Okay, and then once again, this is April 8th and April 9th. There is a fee for that, so I'm going to let you talk about that and what people need to do if they want to register for this one.
So we do have a registration fee. It's $40, and that does include some refreshments, lunch, that sort of thing. The registration is on Eventbrite, but you can also contact your local county office to sign up.
All right. Once again, save the date. It's the Small Farms and Sustainable Homestead Expo going on at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern, April 8th and 9th. This is going to be a lot of great information if you're interested in growing your own crops, growing your own food, and even being and taking part in like farmers markets or even a home-based business, stuff like that. You're going to get information on that. Steve, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.